This is a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:45, and for today on Twitter, it's Would You Rather Not Own a Car 2.0? Because yesterday when we opened this up for discussion, there were so many messages and we simply did not have the time. There were very long advertisements yesterday to get to them. So as a refresher, this came from a tweet by Khalid Karim, who says, do you know that many young people are choosing not to buy cars now, even though they can afford to, and they are very vocal about having good pedestrian walkways, protected bike lanes, and more buses? And yesterday when we spoke about it, we were talking about things like the fact that Sharad, for instance, doesn't drive.
Doesn't know how to.
Okay, you
doesn't own
clarifying
a car,
it further, yes.
Has a small carbon footprint as a consequence.
Very proud of it, clearly. Sid, in fact, yesterday, I believe this makes me a better person than you, I think, was what was said.
I don't think I said that. But if I did, I was right.
Yeah, you mean it. If you said it, you meant it. I drive. And so we were talking about a few different things, right? Including the viability of doing it as a working adult or as an independent adult in the city center, whether it's possible to move around easily. How much does gender and safety factor into conversations like that? Whether or not there is a difference, and I think there is a huge difference, when you leave city centres and go to places where public transportation is even less developed. So those were some of the areas of discussion yesterday. And in response, there were a lot of tweets, like a lot of WhatsApps, actually, that came in, and a voice note. Let's actually start with one from Bing.
Well, about a car thing, you need a car in KL. I mean, if you encourage people to take public transportation, you know that you don't even have proper walkways for pedestrians, right? Not only the pedestrians have to walk halfway and then end up walking on the main road itself, you know, the pedestrians have to challenge the motorcycle that zips by the pedestrian lanes as well. So how do you encourage people to take public transportation when all these minor things, all these important things like walkability is not even considered, right? And then for those who stay in the suburbs, a lot of us work in town. There's no connection. The last mile, first mile thingy is just not there. As well as the safety of the passengers is just not there. The other thing you have to reconsider is that even within the suburban areas, the connectivity between housing estates to all the transportation hubs is also questionable. Have you all actually noticed that there's a lot of traffic jams outside KL downtown? For example, at Kota Damansara, Subang, Puchong, Kepong, all these areas are actually experiencing much more jams compared to KL Central.
Bing, thanks so much for sending that voice note through. I mean, there's a lot of truth in that, I think.
Yeah, but it's also true, like someone like myself who, you know, I've lived in Klang Valley for 25 years and I've never had a car. I've never driven. And I sometimes thought to myself to learn how to drive, but I manage, and people are often shocked that I have. It is possible to manage, but I guess my privilege also comes from something like I don't have a family, I don't have kids, I don't have those kind of considerations. I moved a lot because I didn't want to do these long commutes. So every time I changed jobs, I actually changed where I lived. And that was a way of making sense of my transportation needs. And that's not something that's available to a lot of people either. So I do understand. I know it's possible, but I also know perhaps is more possible for some.
So that point about family is one that's come up in a few of the messages. Stephen, for example, says, when ride hailing just started in Malaysia, I almost believe that anyone would live well without a car in the Klang Valley. With recent surcharges and having rides being cancelled often, especially during peak hours, driving is necessary and arguably faster. If you need to carry disabled family members or children who require child seats, baby strollers, bags of baby items, forget about public transport. Meezy also says, I agree with Sharad about not driving or owning a car because I stay in the KL Klang Valley. But I had to change because public transport is atrocious nowadays. My daughter had to pay 16 ringgit for a one-way 3-kilometer trip on a ride-hailing service just to get to work, because there was no regular rapid bus service. Imagine 832 ringgit out of a basic pay for her first job. We're trying to figure out whether she should take over the use of the family car, but then there's no parking near her workplace.
Yeah, I feel for you, Mizi, and for your daughter. It must be very painful to think that so much of her earnings are going to transport costs. But and this is the fault of our city planners, the way in which they are essentially designed for cars. And so there's greater and greater incentive to, or rather there's a disincentive to change the way we think about how our cities are designed. And there has been no, I think, insufficient investment. Having said that, over the last 25 years, the city has really transformed quite dramatically the availability of our mass rapid transit systems, really do provide opportunities. Yes, last mile connectivity is horrible, but still, every time I'm zipping on a train over all those jams, cars,
feeling virtuous,
feeling both virtuous and very lucky because I'm not stuck in a jam.
So I was thinking, Mizi, that in some ways, what your message made me think about is, we talk a lot about the sandwich generation and of the difficulties of being, stuck between two stools, basically. And in this instance, it very much sounds like that, because we are hopefully sometime in the next decade on the cusp of being able to move around the city easily. But in the meantime, you also have people trying to de-incentivize the use of cars. In other words, cutting down parking spaces because you're trying to stop people from driving. But then what happens, right? You can neither take the train or the bus safely as a young woman in your first job to where you need to go to. You're spending 800 ringgit on transportation. Even if you get a car, you can't park nearby. So you're being squeezed on a lot of fronts because we're simply, I think, in between that generational development of the city. But yeah, we have more messages, but keep them coming as well. We are talking today about whether you would rather not own a car. At this point, though, do you consider it a need? That number to call is 7733-2900. Send a voice note or WhatsApp 018-789-8899. Tweet us at BFM Radio.
Best flipping moments. BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:54 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharad. On today on Twitter, we are revisiting a topic from yesterday, which is whether you would rather not own a car, because a tweet basically came out saying this is the preference of young people today. And that had us debating and discussing it, and also asking you for your thoughts on that very issue. Would you rather not own a car, or at this point, is it something you need? That number to call is 7733-2900. You can send a voice note or WhatsApp 018-789-8899 and tweet us at BFM Radio. So, Sharad, an idea for you, publishing deal maybe. Anne says, you should write a book on how you survived living in KL for 25 years without a car.
I could. It might not be a very substantial book, but I think it will. I must say, Anne, that, I actually used to write a column in a newspaper, local newspaper called The Pedestrian, because that was the kind of view I had of the city as a pedestrian. Yes, pedestrian walkways are terrible. They're often treacherous and a hazard to your health. And yet I survived. And so I guess I'm a living example of what can be done. What did I lose in doing that and making these choices? Perhaps, I lost a lot of weight. I kept my weight down. But I also saw the world in a very different way. I think what this new generation has is an opportunity to put this on the agenda for new governments. And we have a new government coming into power now. Make your voices known. Say you want a more livable city. Say you want these questions addressed, and that this is something that is, very important to you, and that owning your first car is not.
So earlier when we spoke about this, we acknowledged, I think, both the privilege of being able to afford a car on my side of things, and on your side of things, having certain freedoms that allowed you to get around easily without needing a car. And I think that that acknowledgement of your specific circumstances in life is important. And it's coming through as well, because Atlas, for instance, says, I would not own a car. It's burning money for a liability. But I'm also speaking from someone lucky enough to get a remote job. And I think that that actually makes a big difference.
Yeah. So these are things that are available now that weren't available 20, 25 years ago. But perhaps the cost of transportation wasn't that high. I do remember, you know, you didn't have a smartphone, and you didn't have, you had to call for a taxi. That was the best you could do. They would always get lost and they never call you back. Then otherwise you're just standing by the road waiting for a taxi to come by and, you know, waving your hands about. So things have improved vastly if you over the last 25 years. So I think, but people really don't kind of think, well, what was available to my grandfather, the boomer who's talking to me on radio. They talk about what they have now and the limitations they see. And so they want something more. I think it's wonderful.
They want something more, but they also want, in some instances, some things from the past to come back. You mentioned minibuses yesterday. And the bus mini is one of the most often talked about messages or most often received messages when we talk about transportation in KL. At some point, someone will reference the pink bus mini and the desire to have it back.
Yeah, well, they were crazy. The incentive structures were such that they drove like a madman and it was very dangerous. And I remember hanging out of many of them just so I could get on board one or two, you know, and trying to get home in time. But I think that today, and some of us read these news stories, Lynn, about, you know, some city in the world that's done some radical thing that's really transformed the lives of its denizens. And I think, why can't we do that? Why don't we have innovation and creativity in our cities? You know, I think that's a huge problem.
I wanted to read this one from Sia, because they say, I agree with Sherrod on the failure of town planning to consider pedestrian traffic. A good example is the PNB 118 development along Jalan Davidson. There are 5 or 6 schools along that road, but because of the development, the pedestrian walkway was narrowed down such that school kids have to walk in 2s only instead of 4, which they could do previously. And Mr. Tan is also bringing in schools. How about not stressing infrastructure by having one school session between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m.? That way roads are not overstressed during mornings, lunch hours, and evenings.
You know, there's very simple things that go wrong with our pedestrian walkways. I think which is emblematic of what's wrong with governance. Mm-hmm. You know, shrubbery next to a pavement that's full of spiky leaves. I've had that and I've seen them merge. And it just doesn't make sense. People are making these decisions, don't come down to the ground. They don't see what I see because I actually use these amenities.
The amount of times I have almost been killed by a root. You know, by a root. I'm grateful for the shade, but must I almost die in order to get that shade is a question that comes up. Anyway, if you'd like to weigh in, would you rather not own a car or at this point, is it a need? You can call us, send us a voice note or WhatsApp, tweet us, BFM 89.9.
You have been listening to a podcast from BFM 89.9, the business station. For more stories of the same kind, download the BFM app.